Yo, you can hear me? I know you do. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Hold Down Podcast. It's your main man, Bloodbath, doing it again. We doing a Summer Madness recap, you know what I'm saying? The event just ended. So niggas said, let's sit down and do it as soon as possible so we don't forget shit. This week is going to be a little calmer, a little quieter, a lot more professional, you know. This week is just going to be me and my boy Shaq.
What's good with y'all? Boy Shaq.
Alright, cool. Alright, so we just gonna run through the event. We ain't gonna do the long, drawn-out episode. We ain't got no hip-hop shenanigans this week. We'll be back at it next week with a full show. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to get this recap out as soon as possible so niggas can't say they had to wait like last time. You feel me? So, we're gonna start from the bottom of the card and work our way up, giving our opinions on each battle. You know what I'm saying? We ain't really talked about him yet, so we won't even know each other's full opinion, so this should be as fresh as possible.
Can I say overall, though, great event, though?
Yeah. Great event. Summer Madness 10 was great. I ain't got nothing bad to say. Mm-hmm. Like, all the battles went off well. Like, they were like
they were saying. I love that upscriptedness, the celebration of the great battles.
Yeah.
Finally, a full card. I love it. They were trying to get under control a little, but I love it.
No chokes, like. I was happy with the card. I really ain't got nothing to complain about for real. Like, one of the fans just asked me, like, where would I rank this Summer Madness? I think it was really good. I'd say it's probably top five. It's only been 10 so far, so.
Out of events this year,
out of Summer Madness. It's just Summer Madness.
It's too early. I would have to let this one sink in a little bit before I judge that. Yeah, it's been too many. I could probably make a judgment. Once I set with this one, I gotta look at a couple battles back again to let it sit. To say for real. But it definitely will probably be up there. It'll probably be in my top five once it settled.
Because it was all good battles, bro. Like, all of them was good battles. Some of them was more entertaining than other battles, but they was all good, like, in their own way. So, bottom of the card, we're gonna start off and work our way up. First battle off the card was Build Collective versus Homesy of God. This was the finals for Ultimate Madness. The tournament we was watching week after week. You know what I'm saying? This is Ultimate Madness 2. Bill Collector and Holmesy worked their way to the end. And I feel like Bill dropped the ball on the big stage. I don't know if you watched. Did you watch that one?
Yeah, I watched that one. So, I was like, get your take first and now get my take.
I feel like Holmesy bodied that nigga. I feel like Bill's first round was decent. And Holmesy just came in and just put on for a great first. You know what I'm saying? He came and did the first. The second, Bill was doing his jokey shit. He was trying to be slow and just, like, be small, silly. I feel like this was the silliest he's been in a minute. Because he was being real serious during Ultimate Badges. I don't know why he went back to his silly once he got to the big stage. So, he was real slow in the second. Just, like, I feel like he wasn't taking it as serious as Holmesy was. Because Holmesy just came in with the high energy, started snapping on this nigga. And the second and the third, for real. Bill's best round was his third, by far. His best round was his third. The third round is really debatable, in my opinion. Really debatable. We can go either way. But I feel like because he lacked off in the first two, I had to say Holmesy. Like, I had to.
Yeah. So, for me, I kind of feel like Bill, like, although he's in this tournament, he's a vet.
Yeah, I agree.
And I, don't get me wrong, like, I ain't sleeping on 25K or nothing, but for Bill to be a vet and for the time that he has took off of battle rap and just how he, you know, has, you know, maneuvered in the battle rap world, I don't feel like 25K is a lot to him. Mm-hmm. So I kind of feel like he gave Holmesy the oop. Like, he told Holmesy, like, I'm going to take it light. You snap, though. This shit showcase. You feel me? Like, because they on the same team, but everybody know who Bill Collector is. This is Holmesy's Welcome to the World. So, he's like, he gave his youngin' a oop to, like, snap on me. Like, snap on the stage. And I kind of disagree with the judges when they are, you know, goods or when they said they both went easy. I feel like Holmesy did what he should have did. Like, even if they didn't discuss it or whether they did discuss it, if they didn't, you know, Holmesy seeing that he was winning, I feel like that's what you do. Like, he won the battle. You ain't need to put your foot on your man's neck because y'all aren't man's in that day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you seeing you winning and you giving good material, I can see what they're saying about the energy wasn't there. It's like, but they not that. You feel me? And you know I'm all with being authentic. And they not that. They not enemies, so I wouldn't want to see that energy from them. So overall, I got Holmesy probably a gentleman 30, maybe 2-1 on the replay when I got to look at the third round. And like you said, third round was debatable.
Mm-hmm.
But just the overall vibe, you ain't got to judge this one. I feel like Bob Brown's Holmesy won that battle.
Yeah.
You can just feel overall Holmesy definitely won that battle. And you can say that. I will say I did not submit a bracket, and I did not know who Holmesy was really until this tournament. Like, I seen him on, like when you ever watch, like, Battle Rap, Bars of the Month, or whatever, mm-hmm. on some PG shit, probably. But after the first round, I said to you, I said, he gonna win it all. I said, if I had to make a bracket, Holmesy winning it all. And that nigga won it all. But I thought this matchup was gonna be a little harder, but I really did too.
I'm not
taking that away from it though.
I can see what you're saying though about Bill might have been like been trying to put his man's on. That's really possible. Like, that's real.
Because that's what it felt like, a showcase. Like, even a lot of Holmesy Brown, he was talking to the vets.
Yeah.
He was talking to Smack or the league, like, or the coaches. Like, he wasn't really even coming at Bill in certain ways, he with certain angles, certain schemes he was, but.
He was real respectful to that nigga. Now, he even said that at the end. He was like, yo, me and Bill talk. Like, we ain't finna come and just do each other dirty like that. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like him saying that we came together and talked, like, he's like, yo, that's my man's for real, was like,
he was like, there's no faking it.
Yeah. Yeah, that battle. But the goods, goods said the best of the goods. Like, y'all niggas was too friendly. Y'all should have hugged the whole battle. It felt like, that's real shit. That nigga was real friendly. Like, I ain't got no problem with niggas admitting that they ain't got no real beef with each other, but you at least gotta try to take a nigga head off, like, in the battle.
Magic and Isaiah kissed at half court. That's all I gotta say.
So that was the first battle. Holmesy was the Ultimate Madness 2 winner. So they did mention this, though. Who you think will win between the two winners we got? Holmesy and Fonz. Who you think?
Holmesy.
You say Holmesy?
Yeah. Maybe a dirty piece. Like, Fonz to me, he okay. He a little spice. Like, in the world we in, like, it's not gonna say saturation of better rappers. It's just, he's okay. Like, he's better than the masses, but he's not.
He's good.
Not, yeah, he's not that.
He's good, not great, as you say.
Yeah, like I would want to see him in another tournament defending his title. Where I want to see Holmesy take on some big names now. Like,
I can see that.
Like, you could say, like, oh, I don't think that's a disrespectful matchup though. Like, mm-hmm. Holmesy versus Fonz.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think like Holmesy that far ahead of him. Like, no, that's a cool one to put on.
Yeah. There,
you know what I'm saying? But I also want to see Holmesy battle some other niggas. And Fonz probably more than just in close to his tier. Where I think it's time for Holmesy to start punching off his tier, I should say, at that point.
I feel what you're saying. You feel like, I would say, if I was to put a metaphor in this, you say Fonz got a glass ceiling, but Holmesy just broke through his. So he really is like the sky's the limit type shit. Like,
yeah, but they both knew to get a rep, so I wouldn't necessarily get a glass ceiling. I just feel like he ain't there yet. He ain't reached that ceiling yet. Or that next level yet.
I feel it.
They both new to the, I mean, as far as the mainstream culture, they both new.
Because I hadn't seen Holmesy around for a minute, but niggas really ain't never cared.
Yeah, I ain't never tapped in. Like I said, I'm not going to say the veteran culture is oversaturated because niggas do where your heart desires, you know what I'm saying? But it's too many niggas for me to keep up with at this point.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I've been following for a minute where it was still kind of reasonable to keep up with.
Yeah.
The top niggas, at least, or the main niggas, or the most relevant niggas.
Alright, so next battle was John John versus Ill Will. This battle went exactly like I thought it would. Ill Will took that shit. In my opinion. Now, John John did better than I thought, but I had to remember John John has been getting better low-key. And I respect it. I respect John John. Do I like John John? No. I've never been a John John fan, but I do feel like John John's getting better. I feel like he had some good shit in there. I think he had some good rounds. Let me look at my back of my notes. His first round was good. His second had some good schemes in it. His second really did have some good schemes. And His third was a little odd. That was his third was his weakest round. That's when we started with the Black Lives Matter pictures, and then he spun it into a diss at Ill Will, which was I was a reach. But that was just his weakest round. But the issue I feel like was that Ill Will didn't have a weak round. He was just consistent. All three rounds were just consistent as fuck. It was just energy. His energy was different. And he just had bars, in my opinion. So I just feel like I got Ill Will with a 30 on that one.
Yeah, for me, I think this is exactly why I predicted Ill Will winning 3-0. And I got to apologize for Ill Will because I really forgot about this battle because
it was supposed to be unknown, but it got postponed to here.
Yeah, no, I'm not even talking. I'm talking about tonight. Like by the end of the battles, you just reminded me that they did battle.
That's why I take notes.
I fucked with his rounds. Yeah, John, like he wasn't as. And like, I remember after that battle ended, I was like, okay, this is looking like a good event. Like that's I want to stop overhyping the word Greek because I called it a Greek battle at that moment. I got. You know, Battle Rap been coming with some subpar battles lately.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
That was a good battle compared to battles out lately. But I wouldn't have said Greek. It will snap all three. But that was the weakest link of the night for me. Now looking back on the card. But
because you forgot all about it. I understand.
Yeah, I really forgot all about it. But now, I remember Ill Will talking to that nigga. Like
all three rounds.
He was talking to that nigga. So I got Ill Will 3-0.
Yeah.
And John was an ass.
At all.
So from someone like me who's not a John fan, that means he wrecked. Like he wrecked.
Yeah.
Like so I'm not slighting him.
I feel the same way. Like I say all the time, I'm not a John fan, but I ain't finna come in there just blindly hating that nigga. Like nah, John was doing his thing in that battle. I just felt like he just took that third round off when he really needed to kick it up because Ill Will's energy was just consistent. Like Ill Will didn't take a piece of a round off, but not a second. So.
Can I give my quick opinion on Romero's? You should not use, I think props is corny, period. But if you're going to use a prop, it got to be fire. Like, the scheme with it got to be fire. It cannot be that. Like, that don't, I mean, I guess it's fucked up to say something corny when it was a tribute, so.
I feel what you're saying. I do appreciate
it. It did not hit how I think he wanted it to hit.
It did not. I do appreciate, though, he wasn't the only person. Multiple battle rappers tonight out on that stage said something about the Black Lives Matter movement and police brutality. All of them said, almost all of them said something positive about the movement. And they said that, like, these atrocities is gross, which I appreciate niggas using their platform. That's all I can ask a nigga to do. They need to use their platform for a positive thing. So I thought that was really dope. Everybody did it in their own way, so.
But then that's why I made me, we not going to get into it because it's a quick recut, but that's why sometimes it made me cringe knowing that you are relevant on caffeine now. But that's a conversation for another day.
Yeah. Next battle up on the card. This card, low-key, all right, this is what was fucking me up. So before the event start, I like to go in and pre-make my tweets. Like, I'll make tweet drafts for people at home listening of the order that the poster is in. So that way, I don't got to think about it. I go, all right, this tweet goes here. Of which battles go in order of the poster usually. This poster was a fucking lie. These battles was in any order they wanted them shits to be. Usually the poster is correct about the order. Nigga, I had to go through my drafts trying to figure out which was which of the preloaded tweets I had. Usually the only tweets I make in advance is just like the polls about who you think will win, shit like that. Everything else is off the dome when I'm tweeting. But dog, I was like, oh shit, this poster is all over the place. But anyway, next battle was Charlie Clips versus Geechee Gotti. I feel like Charlie Clips first round, he set the tone because he had to. As a nigga stepping back in, you got to have a great first. If you don't have a great first, the nigga's going to be like, all right, bro, you could have stayed gone. And especially battling a nigga like Geechee, who really never takes rounds off, you got to set the tone. I feel like his first was really good. That was a great round. That's just when he started to slack, though. His second round, I think, was the weakest round. I feel like his second was just cool. It wasn't nothing crazy. His third is when he was just having fun with the shit, I feel like. In the third, that's when he started off with like a black, really black round. Then he fake choked. This is when he was talking about the avocado shit. Then he like fake choked for a minute. That was gimmicky.
He ain't fake choked. He choked.
I feel like it was a fake choke. I feel like it was staged. Because like that shit was lasting long as fuck.
But you heard the interview at the end? his interview at the end, he was like, he joked about it, but like kind of insinuated that he really choked. He was like, you know, that second, if you think I choked, you know what I'm saying, I might have just, my asthma or something like that, running over here or something. He was like, but I ain't choked though. So it was like jokingly clips where you like giving him his props and saying he choked. I kind of felt like on the exit interview. He was like, because he was like, it's up for y'all to decide whether I choked or not, but I didn't. And then he was like, I might have just been out of asthma running, So I kind of felt like he was giving it.
I feel like if he did choke, for real though, he saved it by trying to turn it into the rest of his rhymes. You get what I'm saying? I feel like he saved it a little bit.
We're going to talk about that on the next episode. The last episode, y'all just told me
I don't feel like he choked.
You can't say because he recovered that's not a choke.
I feel like it was part of his scheme was to choke.
But you got to watch it. All right, so we're going to talk about it on the next episode.
I feel like he played a choke.
Then you could watch his post-interview. His post-interview, he basically definitely said he choked. Like, he gave it up to Geechee. Like,
if he for real choked, it's over for that day. Because I feel like Geechee won the battle anyway. But if he did for real choke, I feel like, all right, it's over. But I feel like that was staged.
I give it to you today, but he choked, though. He choked.
Now, and also in the third one, he just went around rapping off the shit in the room, freestyling off the shit in the room. But, like, that's not super impressive because Charlie's always been good at freestyling. I thought it was an interesting little take, though. I feel like that was cool, spinning up the shit in the room. But the issue is he's battling Geechee, a nigga who always has rebuttals. So Geechee just did the same shit back to him to show him how corny his shit was. But I feel like Geechee won this battle. Geechee was just consistent. The way Clips took the second round off, Geechee didn't. So I feel like Geechee didn't say nothing super duper crazy, but I feel like he talked his shit good enough and he was just consistent with his energy. And I feel like that's how I feel like Geechee won. I feel like I edged Geechee probably 2-1.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, Geechee did the third. I gave him the third too because he was talking to the nigga. It's only funny because the nigga really didn't rhyme. But I had watched an interview with him and Nitty, and they were talking about, and this is how I felt too, like, battle rappers, they can't really complain. Is
it
the one with
Chess in it? I saw that one too.
Yeah, when you're talking about they can't really complain. Like, after you signed the contract, he brought that up in the round, like, y'all complain, then y'all still sign the contract to rap for less than what y'all complaining about. Mm-hmm. Like, y'all could not do that and just get other streams of income if that's how y'all really felt. Like, but it is probably other nuances in the background of other battle rap that, you know what I'm saying, allowed them to deal with that, because obviously them niggas fuck with them enough to take that as a stream of income regardless of what they bring it in. So I like that angle he came with, and same with the angle of y'all complaining. Basically, look, he just brought the rookies in. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely gave it to Geechee. I think Clips choked. The way he recovered, well, in the moment, I really didn't. I thought it was playing. But then the way he recovered, I was like, oh, he freestyled to recover. Like, that's not no, like, he planned that choke. Like, that sounded like he recovered with a freestyle. He did recover smoothly, laughed it off, but I think he really choked and just, you know, did Clips, freestyled it. Mm-hmm. And ran it back, so, and finished the round off strong. But definitely Geechee, prior 2-1.
I feel like it's open to interpretation about that shit, but regardless, Geechee won. So it's like,
I feel like he pulled the Lux. That's the perfect example. I feel like he pulled the Lux. He just pulled the Lux. Mm-hmm. Watch looking back. Watch how this shit. He just pulled the Lux. The Lux and Calico, you know.
I see what you're saying. Next battle on the card was Rum Nitty versus Reed Dollars.
Philly, stand up.
I feel like,
what I tweet you before this?
You said Reed gonna take this one.
Can't go against the city.
And I feel like Reed did his shit, honestly. Like, when going into it, I thought Rum Nitty was gonna take this. Cause I ain't got no beef with Reed. I just feel like Rum Nitty, he do his shit all the time. Like, Rum Nitty, one of the best punchline niggas. Like, he just punch out the punchline, but he took his foot off the gas, in my opinion. And he left way too much room for Reed to steal the show. And I feel like that's exactly what he did. I feel like Rum Nitty had good punches in all three rounds, but his rounds felt real short. Dumb short. and he would just like get in there, rap his shit, and just walk off. And then Reed was owning the room. He was owning the stage. He was talking his shit, and he had bars too. Like, I feel like Reed Dollaz did, like you were saying off mic, that Reed had one of the best performances of the night, because it was just like he was talking his shit while still keeping it in the battle, because it was like, I don't know, it was just his energy was good and his rounds was good. I ain't got nothing really bad to say about his performance.
And he was punching, and you know how I like when niggas be talking. He was talking, not even just talking to Nitty, but just talking to the battle rap culture.
Yeah.
In the first round, and you know we had plenty of conversations on mic about like how I think or how I feel about where battle rap is going, and from where it came from, and I was losing its essence. I'd be feeling like, but also you wanted to grow too at the same time. And he was speaking on that, like he was speaking like, I gotta do the replay to get the exact line, but basically he was saying like, you for the computer niggas, or the computer nerds, I'm for the niggas in the street. Like, he was talking basically like, I come from that era where you ain't get bored and judged by geeks. Like, he was snapping on that, talking his shit. And I just feel like, with Reed, he came prepared. And what I love, like, the reason, and I ain't gonna throw it, at first I did go Nitty. But then I thought about it, like, I'm looking, not only did I want to just go with the city, I was looking at his last battles. And I feel like since he came back, because, you know, Reed been my favorite since I was 15, 16, you know what I'm saying? So he been one of my favorites from my city. But, you know, battle rap culture changed from on the street. So since, like, going on stage and stuff and him trying to come in here, I seen, like, each battle, I feel like he got better. Even the ones he lost, I feel like he was better than the first time he came. Even his first time in it, he had a flash. He battled Chess. He had a debatable with Chess. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that right there told me in itself, like, that nigga can do it. And he just adapted and adjusted, and I just felt like this was going to be that battle with no crowd. Take that pressure off. It's just about bars. I think I knew he was going to, like, get one on him.
Yeah.
I just had that feeling.
Yeah, he had a good
one. Nitty wasn't as. This is why I love this battle. Like, this is why I'm hyping. Nigga, I give Reed battle of the night. It's because this was an A1 Nitty. You cannot say this was an ass Nitty. You cannot say Nitty was ass. You cannot say he took off. This was a good Nitty. He lost.
I feel like it was good, but I'm not going to say it was A1 Nitty.
It wasn't Nitty's best, but it was a good Nitty.
It was definitely a good Nitty. It was definitely a good Nitty. Like, Nitty never really takes days off. It's just like, you can tell when he is really trying to body a nigga and when he's not. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like Nitty.
I thought he was trying. I ain't going to throw. I thought he wanted this one in his belt. I felt like Nitty wanted this one.
I feel like Nitty was trying, but by the way his rounds was formed. After the first round, when that felt like it was short,
yeah.
I was like, all right, that's weird. Nitty don't really do shit like that all the time. Then when he did it all three rounds, I'm like, all right, Nitty don't really do shit like that all the time. Like, you feel what I'm saying?
I don't even think he was sure. I think Reed over Rip. I think they let Reed go a couple rounds.
His rounds did feel a little long. I'll say that.
I'm about to say, only the first, that one round when he stopped and it was just silent. I think that was the first. He stopped and it was just silent, and Reed was waiting, and he was like, bro, you could go. And then he went, I think it was like the first. But other than that, I feel like Reed just had longer rounds. I think Nitty was on par. I don't know. I wasn't following what time, though.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was a good battle overall. Like, I feel like obviously Reed took that one. I don't know. I don't feel like nobody argued Rum on that one. Yeah, so. Next battle on the card, though, Averb versus Calico. I got Calico with a 30.
Calico with a 30. What the fuck, Verb? I don't even want to spend a lot of time on this battle be on what the fuck, Verb, when we talk about? And I don't even want to hear your fans chop me up so I can watch it on replay. But you know how you'd be like, damn, I'm going to catch this shit back on replay. I'm confident I'm not going to catch this shit back on replay. I just want to catch this shit back on replay so I can say I didn't catch this shit back on replay and talk about how ass Verb is, like, this new Lux Verb that be trying, I don't know what the hell he be rapping about. Calico talk to this nigga, though. I ain't gonna take that away from him. He talked to him 30.
Yeah, bro. I was watching that shit. I was watching this shit, bro, and like I take notes as I watch battles, especially like as y'all can tell, like if I get the shit out this fast, I take my notes every battle, but I really didn't have no shit to write down for Verb. I was like, okay, all I can say about Verb is he had a good flow every battle, every round, but he had no punchlines.
I don't know what the fuck he was talking about.
He was just talking his shit.
This one of them situations where like niggas so used to niggas choking that if you don't choke, it's a good battle.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I'm saying? They just wanted to get a night undefeated night, because that could have definitely been a battle that was like,
Because he really ain't say shit to that nigga the whole time.
Yeah, that was just two niggas. That was just like a history battle. Like,
yeah.
You just wanted to see them niggas. That was like some reminiscent shit. Like, listen to the oldie. You just wanted to see them two niggas on stage going at each other.
Because Calico didn't come.
Calico delivered though. I'm gonna say it was Calico delivered it. We're just
talking. But that's what I like though, bro. Like I've always liked Calico. Like I'm always glad to see Calico battle on the card because I know Calico pretty much always consistent. Like, and I was happy Calico did his shit. He really could have stopped. He really could have lightened up after the first round once he realized Verb wasn't about to do shit this whole battle. But he didn't. So Coward 30. That was the easiest battle to judge in my opinion. Next up, a lot of niggas saying battle of the night. T-Top versus B-Dot.
No. I don't. Maybe that was the point where the liquor started hitting everybody and they niggas just getting hype. Or maybe it just when NWX came in the room. Niggas just started getting mad hype, but I don't know. I gotta go back and watch that one. It wasn't eggs. It was a great battle. But battle of the night, I can see that debatable. But they was talking like battle of the decade, battle of the long best battle in a long time. I didn't get that from it. I got that from T-Top, one of the best T-Tops I've seen in a long time. Mm-hmm. Consistent. I didn't like that he used one ankle the whole round. And B-Dot, I'm just not really a fan. I'm just not really a fan to his style. His bars is okay for me. But T-Top, definitely the best T-Top I've seen in a while. Good battle.
I feel like this is the most debatable battle, in my opinion, on the whole card. I could hear arguments about either nigga.
I could see it, because I think it's a preference battle for sure. So I think from both perspectives, I would definitely hear a nigga I would say beat that one, like 2-1 or something.
Like I was watching it with niggas in our Discord. Niggas in Discord was like, yo, beat that body that nigga. I was just like, I don't know. I think that shit debatable. I think it was debatable. So a lot of them niggas in Discord was saying that B-Dot was battler of the night, like that nigga won. But they said nigga had performance of the night. I was like, I think he did good.
When I'm so far off of somebody judgment, I just like to say I'm gonna watch a replay because y'all had to see something I didn't see.
I think this was a great battle. I think like you said, this is one of the best T-Tops I've seen in a minute. And this, I mean, I've seen B-Dot a couple times before. This is just like consistent with what he usually does. He's a great rapper, and he had some good shit. I think his third was decent. His third was really good, but I know you said you don't like a nigga using one scheme the whole time. Mm-hmm. I think his third was good. I liked the way he set it up. I ain't mad at that. I think the second, I know for a fact he took the second. I feel like the first is debatable. The second, I feel like he got the second round. And the third is also debatable in my opinion. But I feel like for a fact he took the second round. But I feel like T-Top was really on his ass too, though. T-Top was really one that nigga. Like I said, this whole battle was debatable in my opinion. I think it was a really great showing for both niggas. They had that energy. So I fuck with it. I think it was just a great battle for the culture in general. Now, last battle of the night. Nigga said this was a mirror match. K-Shine versus Chess. Niggas was saying really all Chess had to do was not choke and he'd win.
Because his pen is crazy, bro. His pen definitely crazy. That's the thing.
His pen is nice. And he did not choke. I feel like he stumbled a little bit in the second. And that was like his first. His first was good. But the problem is he was battling Shine. And Shine has only been getting better for some reason. Like Shine's been in the game a long time. But he's still somehow getting better. Because Shine's work on his theatrics, too. Shine's theatrics is really taking him to another level right now. Bar-wise, I'm not going to say this is the best Shine bars. I'm not, but I feel like they were still really good.
That's what I said. I feel like this battle was over B-Dot, T-Top. I would definitely. I think this closer to better than like over B Dot and T Top to me.
Niggas say that too. I saw niggas trying to say this was, I guess, debatable between these two for Battle of the Night, but.
But yeah, Chess was going crazy. Like, Chess was going crazy. I definitely gotta get that one in Chess. Probably 2-1.
I can't say that.
2-1. Yeah, I can go with your Chess. I ain't gonna.
I can't say that. I got Shine. Especially, I got Shine winning this 2-1. I like Shine's.
You seen how Shine was even reacting in the second and third.
Shine respects Chess.
Shine usually a straight faced nigga. He one of niggas like Chess on stage that be straight faced. Mm-hmm. Shine Ebert was going crazy, and you look like the niggas was. He was talking crazy in the second and third. Like his bars was. Bro, his pen crazy.
His second was good, but he stumbled through it so much that his energy was thrown off.
Ooh, his pen crazy, and his third.
His third was his best round.
Shine had to respect that shit.
Like, his third was his best round. But I still got Shine 2-1. I got Shine winning at least the first and the third. It's because I feel like if Chess would have had his second with no stumbles, is more debatable in my book. Because like, His second was going really good for him. And his energy was building up. Like, he had some good lines in there. Like, I mean, said, because I wrote down, like, his sugar glass line was hard. Like, the line about breaking glass is no cut.
Yeah, I heard that joke.
That was hard. But it was like, after that shit, he started stumbling over his words, having to run his shit back. And he did it so much that his energy was just different in the room. And he didn't get that energy back until the third. But Shine didn't take no rounds off. And for that, I gotta say Shine 2-1. If I feel like if Chess didn't stumble, it would be way more debatable in my book, but I gotta say Shine 2-1. Got to. And I don't wanna sound too biased because like everybody knows Shine one of my favorite niggas. So like I'm big on Shine, but Chess was crazy too.
I ain't gonna throw. Well no, I ain't gonna say 3-0. I get Shine.
I did. Shine, I feel like Shine do got the first too, but though, yeah. Cause Chess's first was a little slow. Chess's first was a little slow. And Shine's first was just like he was setting the tone. And once he set that tone, he kept that shit going all three rounds. I feel like after the first, Chess was playing catch up low key. But yeah.
That's, I feel like he ain't shaped though.
Nah. I feel like he held his own in his own way. So I ain't got shit bad to say about that nigga's performance. I think it was good. But yeah, that was the whole event. That was the whole card. All six battles. Great battles, low key. I ain't got shit bad to say. They announced some changes, you know, so this card was supposed to have Briz versus Mook, but like you know what I'm saying, that shit fell through. So next up on Halloween is gonna be Tay Rock versus Mook. That's gonna be crazy.
You know who I'm saying, man.
You gonna say Rock, which I'm saying the same shit. I'm also saying Tay Rock, nigga. Like,
Rock.
I'm not betting against Tay Rock. And like, Tay Rock.
That's Mook, I go God tier.
Tay Rock.
Tay Rock gonna be sleeping.
Tay Rock was like, I don't even understand why y'all niggas getting so hype about that, nigga. Like, I've been doing this shit consistently. He's like, I just battled Daylight. And he's like, I battled Lux and Hollow at the same time. He's like, bro, I've been consistent for a long time. Like, this nigga ain't really been out here like me. He's like, I've been pushing the culture. Like, he ready. And I feel like Rock can talk his shit whenever he wants to because he earned it.
No offense.
This is Tay Rock. And Tay Rock do this shit regularly. Tay Rock held his, like, I feel like Tay Rock gonna body that nigga.
I definitely got Rock.
That's probably, in my book, that's probably the most exciting thing that's going to happen soon. I'm going to watch the other event they got coming out on the 17th. But, hey, that's where Battle Rap is at right now. So, hopefully y'all watched it too. If not, then shit, you missed a great-ass event. Summer Madness 10 was a success in my book. If they can keep the energy going with the rest of the events, they're going to finish out 2020 great. So, yeah, that's all I'm feeling this week. I ain't going to do no Artist of the Week or nothing like that. Nigga, just going to do a quick recap of the event. I don't want to hold you too long. Next week, we will be officially back on our bullshit. Full episode. We're going to do Artists of the Week. We're going to have the topics, the news, all that shit. We're going to do a battle. We're going to give y'all the full show. But, hey, I just had to do this real quick while it was fresh on my mind. I want to thank y'all for tuning in to the Hold It Down Pod. You know, hit me up on the Twitter at Hold It Down Pod. Hit me up on the IG at Hold It Down Pod. Hit me up personally at High Top Power 1. You know what I'm saying? Same thing and everything. Anything you want to add?
No. Appreciate y'all.
Cool. You know what I'm saying? Thank y'all for tuning in. Remember, tell a friend and tell a friend. And the South gonna hold it down.